You want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now? It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Friday, July 31st, 2026 edition. Got a text message. It's a picture of a mailer that went out from the John Birch Society. Congressional scorecard based on the United States Constitution. Congressman Jack Bergman, 1st District, Michigan. Well, for this legislative session, the 119th congressional session, Congressman Bergman's score for this constitutional scorecard voting record, 56%. Lifetime score, 61. The Congressional Scorecard is a nationwide educational program provided for by the John Birch Society. Its purpose is to create an informed electorate on how members of Congress are voting. The scorecard is nonpartisan. It does not promote any candidate or political party. Bills are selected for their constitutional implications as well as the cost to the taxpayers. Please share this scorecard in your district to inform people about the constitutionality of their congressmen's votes. Federal debt as of July 30th last year was $323,053 per taxpayer. Now, one thing you have to understand, this is based on impacts following the Constitution and cost out of our pockets to fund these bills. Well, if you voted constitutionally, if you voted fiscally responsible, you would get 100%. Congressman Berkman's lifetime voting score since he's been in Congress starting January of 2017 is 61%. For this past year, the current 119th House session, his score has dropped to 56. So basically, what we're looking at is a congressman that actually has the same score as some Democrat congressman. During the break, I looked up Debbie Dingell, former Congressman John Dingell's wife. Debbie Dingell ran on his name after he passed away and got elected to Congress. From the same district John Dingell represented for decades, keeping it in the family. Congressman Debbie Dingell's same score on the same report card by the John Birch Society, was the exact same score Congressman Jack Bergman had. 56% this legislative session. I looked at even the Palestinian Rashida Tlaib from Detroit. She was at 52%. Impacting the Constitution, impacting taxpayer dollars. Congressman Bergman is only 4 points better than Rashida Tlaib. Put that into your calculations, folks, when you vote this coming Tuesday. Now, we won't know what Justin Michaels' voting record is going to be when it comes to following the Constitution and avoiding taxpayer debt, because he's not there yet. As a matter of fact, his first legislative session in Washington, I will be watching him like a hawk. If he ends up going to Washington and voting for stupid stuff, I'm going to call him out on it on the radio. Just because he reached out to me early on, wanted to be a sponsor of the show, convinced me that he is, in fact, from the district. Born and raised in Grayling, Michigan, lives in Grayling, Michigan, and is actually from here. And honestly, I'll be totally honest about this. He's not a Youper. Historically, folks, every single congressman for the first district, going all the way back to Jesus, has been from the UP. I want a troll. I want somebody below the bridge in the lower peninsula to be our congressman. Why do I say that? Because we have more population than the UP. It's that simple. I love Youpers. I love the UP. My son-in-law, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, Vicky's brother, lives in Negaunee. I've deer hunted with them. Absolutely love the UP. Pictured Rocks, the Quamnon Falls. I mean, the list goes on and on. The snowmobile trails there in Hessel. I've been there. I love it. But when it comes to representation, which is what a U.S. congressman is based on, you represent basically the population. That's how congressmen are decided by their district maps. How many people you represent is your district. Sorry, Youpers, I love you guys, but we outnumber you. I want the first congressman from below the bridge to be Justin Michael. And then, if he gets elected on Tuesday, I'm going to hold his feet to the fire more than any other candidate that I have ever had on this show. You know why? Because we helped him get elected. You guys, my listeners, my audience, Officer Rick listening downstate, Phyllis, many others, I'm sure they may have reached out to people that live up here in the first district and have told them to vote for Justin Michael. Our radio family have part responsibility in this campaign. And if we help him get elected on Tuesday, he ain't going nowhere. He doesn't know this yet, but guess what? every Friday from 9:15 to 9:30, Justin Michael will be on this show. I don't give a crap about what committee he has. I don't care about any hearings he's in Washington. He's going to be on this show giving us legislative updates for the past week as far as what bills he's been presented, what he's working on, what he's doing for us, the people of the First District. And if he doesn't come on the show, I'm going to absolutely hammer his butt for not staying on this show with us. We haven't had this conversation yet. We have to see if he gets elected on Tuesday, because November is going to be a foregone conclusion. If Justin Michael beats Goliath as the David candidate, he is going to be on this show, and he will be giving us field reports every Friday from Washington, from his car, from an airplane, wherever he's at. He will be on this show. I give you my word on that. Now, if he's on the floor of the House of Representatives and has to vote, that's fine. But he can absolutely step outside and talk to us for 15 minutes. That's how serious I am in holding this guy accountable. And if he ends up voting for stupid stuff or introducing bills that have nothing to do with benefiting us, making our lives better in the first congressional district, I will call him out on it. I will be actually his worst nightmare if he gets elected, because I'm going to feel personally responsible for introducing him to you guys and having him on the show every Friday since he started running over a year ago. His campaign, out of his own pocket, his own credit card, has paid the sponsorship fee to be on the show and run his commercials. Out of his own pocket. But we will hold him accountable. Vote for Justin Michael, and let's get a congressman from the district representing us. Final segment, hour one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Society, I just did.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for hour number one. Downstate listener, Trisha, longtime friend, listener, sent me the scorecard from the John Birch Society on John James, 10th Congressional District, where Congressman Jack Bergman scored a 56 scorecard rating for this legislative session. John James is at 48. John James is below Rashida Tlaib and Debbie Dingell in Congress. Are you kidding me? There he is, his picture. U.S. Representative John James, Republican, Michigan District 10, 48. Oh, my God. And this guy wants to be the governor of the state of Michigan. And the thing of it is that you have to look at, folks, their scorecard is based on following the Constitution and spending, taxpayer expense. If you want this scorecard, I just downloaded it in my phone. If you want it, just text me JJ, John James. This is amazing. I cannot believe that his score is that low. Wow. Got a text message. Randy, I have some questions for Justin Michael. Can you send me his contact info? Absolutely. Justin Michael's cell phone is 989-889-4333. Again, 989-889-4333. Four, then three threes. Text him. Any question you want, give him a call. This phone number if he gets elected on Tuesday to represent us in the Republican primary election, he wins and goes up against the Democrat, probably Kali Barr in November. He will easily defeat her on the debate stage. You have a choice to make. Do you want a congressman from the first district that's going to be accountable to us, this show, this radio family? If you do, vote for Justin Michael. I give you my personal word and guarantee that I will be following him like a hawk. Every bill he sponsors, every vote he takes, he will be wishing he never met Trucker Randy if he's a congressman in Washington, D.C. See, I have a very simple policy. Before regular people get elected, we can be cordial. We can be friends. I've actually enjoyed talking to Justin off the air. He's called me for sign locations, where to put his signs. I'm the one that told him to call Sarah Kitchen Potato Farms over there on 131. I've given him other locations. I've told him who to talk to. Week later, I drive by. There's a Justin Michael 4x8. I've enjoyed interacting with him. I believe that he is an honest straight shooter that has gone through heck serving our country in the military. Coming home, having some PTSD issues. PTSD, PTSD issues. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Posted some stupid stuff when he was young. On pain medication. I've seen the stories. I've seen the hit pieces. I've asked him the questions about it. I believe he is a constitutional conservative. Military man who served the country, who will continue the service in Washington. But if he doesn't, he's going to wish he never met me. Because once they get elected, we're no longer friends. You are now working for us, we the people. Well, Trucker, why did you change on me? I did it to Tristan Cole when he became a state rep. We were friends before then, but once he got elected, I held him accountable. Greg McMaster, the list goes on and on and on. You are no longer a friend. You are a public servant to us, the people. Vote for Justin Michael. Help me hold him accountable when he gets to Washington. History lesson with Pastor Chadfield. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the yo-yo diet king. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body.